Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. We're going to recap last week's loss to the Steelers and take a look ahead to the Detroit Lions this weekend. And even ask the question, will we see a few deep balls this week? Maybe to DeSean Jackson. All that and more coming up right here on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. I'm Brian Baldinger, joined with my partners here, Mike Quick, along with Ike Reese. And Ike, let's look back at the Steelers' loss here. Defensively, obviously they had a very good game, but they didn't get it done at the end. How do you look at it?
Yeah, and you know what? It's very hard to find any fault with the way this defense has played this year. They're only giving up 17 points a game, but when you have an offense that's only averaging 16 points, you're going to have to do more. And I'm just a little disappointed that they weren't able to close out the game. 6.5 minutes left, third down and 12. This defense is good enough to get off that field, and that's what's expected of them. You know, you would like to have seen them close the door on that Steelers final drive.
And to that point, like, I think they just let one slip away.
Yep.
I mean, I think they had a great opportunity to be a team that isn't that good right now. They lost to Woodley during the game. Palomalo went out. Harrison didn't look healthy to me. You know, they played from behind all game, Mike, when I thought they had a chance to get the lead early and really dictate a game plan, maybe get the Steelers out of that conservative mode that they were in.
You know, Ike makes a great point about the defense not doing enough, but this offense, with all the weapons this offense has, they have to score more than 16 points a game, and that's very difficult to do when you're turning the football over. That will always hurt you.
Well, you know, they beat the Giants because in large part because they took care of the football that day.
That's
right. It may just come down to just that, Mike, being much more conscious of wrapping it, keeping it tight to the body, and not letting it be taken away the way it is right now. Let's then take a look at the good and the bad of what happened against the Steelers last Sunday. Certainly, Mike, there was the good and there was the bad on Sunday against the Steelers. And I guess the bad was the turnovers and the fumbles by Mike, the three fumbles, the two lost fumbles. And I think we have to take a look at those and to see, okay, how do they clean that up and take care of it?
Well, first, you got to take care of the football. You can't win in this league. And especially look at how close all the games are. If you're going to turn the football over, it's going to be very difficult to win in the National Football League.
You know, in this second series where they're down at the three-yard line here, Mike, this is a well-blocked play on the goal line. I think that's what's disappointing about this is when you watch the execution up front, this is what you draw it up for. I mean, you freeze it here. Draw that up. I mean, there is no penetration there, which is difficult to do against the Steelers. Havili is becoming one of the league's best lead blockers, I think. And he's square on him. And there's one man to beat, and that's Ryan Clark. Mike has already made up his mind he's going to get hit. He looks like he's curling up in right there. And I don't know if he didn't see the opportunity, really, the blocking that was there. But there was plenty of good in this, Mike. And again, for the third time this year, he's taken the team down the field and given them the lead late into the fourth quarter. I mean, this play here to DeSean Jackson, Mike, it's third and 10. It's max protection, eight-man protection. It's a two-receiver route here between Macklin and Jackson. You tell me about the route combination, but this is DeSean Jackson and Mike Vick at their best.
Well, the first real positive is that safety comes late, and it's picked up. Everyone's picked up.
Yep.
You've got one-on-one coverage. They run what they call a Detroit route, where DeSean starts to the inside, gives him that post look, goes back to the corner, and you can't cover DeSean one-on-one on that route combination.
All right, so, Mike, you're saying Detroit combination right here. DeSean's going to run down. He's going to fake like almost like the post, and he's going to come out to the corner. And really, Macklin is going to run this safety off right here. And here you go, Mike. I think that when you look at what you can do with Brent Celek, you look at him at the tight end spot on this play, I mean, they're going to get one-on-one coverage here with the safety, Ryan Mundy. And the timing between Celek and Vic at this point of the field, about as good as it gets in this league.
And not only that, watch Tim as the outside backer. He's coming up the field, and the timing that Michael Vick has getting rid of the football before he gets smashed by Timmons, that's what you want to have.
Well, the timing, Mike, is really clear and evident because here's Mundy, 29. All right, so he's sitting right on top of Brent Celek right here. And you're right. I mean, Timmons is coming over, and now he's going to be coming free. He's an unblocked player.
That's right. And then Celek, you know he's going to be able to handle this safety. Gets rid of him, gets out into the flat, and it's an easy throw and catch.
Okay.
We're joined here fresh off the practice field with Eagles middle linebacker D'Amico Ryans. Thank you, D'Amico, for taking some time out to join us here on Eagles Game Plan.
Thank you for having me.
This season, I think you've been a big difference maker for the defense. Let's take a look at a run play last week from the Steelers. Walk us through this play, run responsibility here.
All right, so on this play, they're in a strong set with this fullback offset, and I know it's going to possibly be a run play. So I'm keying this fullback, and as soon as he hops up, I know it's run. So it's my job to see him and find the ball carry. He can go this way or that way. So I'm playing off of this fullback, and I see him press this gap, and I fall back, and I'm able to make the play on this side.
Yeah, I love the job you do here. This gap over here isn't really even your responsibility, but you're able to redirect and get back there and get in on that tackle. We go back to this Baltimore Ravens game, and your best game of the year. You're here versus the run, pass, everywhere. Walk us through this play here. Third down, big third down play.
Well, right here you have myself and Michael Kendricks. We have the tight end. We have this tight end and this running back man-to-man. So we're playing in and out coverage. The first one comes inside, I take him. The first one outside, Michael takes him. So as the play runs here, you see the tight end comes in. I take him, try to knock him out, but I didn't get him that time. I tried to knock him out so they wouldn't throw the ball. But
what I like what you did there, you rerouted him at the yardsticks. Right. That forced him to cut the first down short. They throw the ball to him. Yeah. You still come up and make the tackle.
Flacco takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He fires. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted by the Eagles. And it's picked off by D'Amico Ryans. They say he's down on contact, but D'Amico Ryans with the pick.
Got some pretty good hands, too. Got some pretty good hands. Talk about your hands here in the passing game.
Oh, yeah. Well, this play, I'm just an old-hole player, free, just reading the quarterback's eyes. So on this particular play, our D-line does a good job of getting pressure. Quarterback is trying to find someone. I'm able to just read his eyes and, you know, make a break on the ball.
I'm not even sure you were touched on that play. It may have took away some of your return yardage during that play, man.
Yeah, they stole one from me. Yeah.
As a leader on this team, you have a big role to always keep your guys motivated and ready to go. Tough loss last week, last second field goal against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right. How do you get the guys back on the horse and ready to go this week? Yeah.
Well, it's easy. You know, one thing, because everybody's upset about their loss. Everyone feels like, you know, we had that game, we should have got it done. So when you have guys who are into it and guys who want to be great, it makes your leadership role a lot easier because you just sit back, do your part, work, and you know the guys are coming to work and they're ready to get this W this weekend.
And you got to get it back this week. You know, every week as a defense, you're going to face a potent offense. Right. What do you think Detroit presents problem-wise for you that you got to be aware of this week when you face the Lions?
Calvin Johnson. That's the guy, you know. You just say that name, Calvin Johnson. He's a big-time threat. You know, he's a special player. He can line up anywhere on the field, and he can go up and make plays on the ball. Such a big receiver, big-time playmaker. So, you know, that's going to be the key. If we shut down Calvin, pretty sure we can handle everyone else.
When Eagles game plan returns, Calvin Johnson is lining up in places that you would not have thought. And you're going to look at a familiar defense. All of that and more when we return on Eagles Game Plan. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, and now it's time to bring in a senior producer from NFL Films, our good friend Greg Cosell, right out of the film room here, Greg. And so when I look at the Detroit Lions, and anybody looks at the Lions, you look to see where Megatron is, number 81, Calvin Johnson, because when you defend the pass, it kind of starts and stops with Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, and I think, Baldy, a lot of people would be surprised at where he lines up. We saw last year he was predominantly outside. This year, he's been targeted 42 times, okay? Uh-huh. He's lined up in the slot on 23 of them. But check out this number. 299 of his 423 receiving yards have come from the slot. So the large majority of his reception yards have been from the slot. And we know what people say, Baldy, when they face him. You got to double team him. Well, let me show you what happened when the 49ers double-teamed him. They may be the best defense in the NFL. On this play, you see Johnson in the left slot. So now you have Carlos Rogers, a very good slot defender. Yep. He's over him. You've got Deshaun Golson, a safety, over the top. he's focused solely on Calvin Johnson. Johnson runs his route, and what do you see? You see Rodgers. He's going to undercut him, tailgate him, because he knows he has help over the top. Johnson runs an unbelievable route, a great stick to the outside, and then cuts back inside. He's wide open. It almost looks like the coverage was a bust, when in fact this coverage was specifically designed to take him away because it was really double coverage. So it's not quite so easy as saying, let's just double cover him.
Well, you're right, Greg. And so how do you double cover him? And for the Eagles, their slot defender has been the rookie Brandon Boykin. However, this is Megatron, okay? And so let's advance it here a little bit. What do you think the Eagles might do here this Sunday in order to defend that better than what the 49ers just did on that play?
Well, I think you might see Nnamdi Asamoah move inside in the slot for the simple reason that the other two wideouts for the Lions are Burleson and Titus Young, and they're smaller, slighter receivers, which allows Brandon Boykin to play against those guys in the Eagles' man coverage concept. Look, I don't know what Juan Castillo and they're going to do on the staff and Todd Bowles, but I really would have a hard time believing, even with help, that they're going to match Boykin man-to-man on Calvin Johnson in the slot.
The one thing I saw last year, Greg, and why Matt Stafford kind of broke out and threw for the 5,000 yards was Calvin Johnson, to him, was never covered. Even when he was double covered, they still decided we're going to throw it to him and we're going to bet on Calvin Johnson between double teams and brackets and bumps and everything else. We're still going to throw it to him.
Yeah, but I think this offense is somewhat tailor-made for the Eagles' defense. They don't really run it out of base formations very often, as you know. This is a classic offense where you rush the quarterback and you pick up the run on the way to the quarterback. So I think this offense is tailor-made for the Eagles to really play the way they want to play. Now, the key thing, as you said, is what happens when the ball's thrown at the intermediate and deeper levels to Johnson, because Stafford will throw it to him even when theoretically he is covered.
Calvin Johnson is obviously the go-to guy in the Lions offense, and you can set your watch by the number of times the Lions throw him the ball. Calvin Johnson has been targeted with exactly 12 passes in each of the last three Lions games. So the Eagles know how often he's going to get the ball, and a breakdown of the numbers shows they can also predict where he's going to get the ball. Johnson is one of the best deep threats in the NFL, and he has lived up to his reputation this season. So far, he is 10 of 15 for 249 yards on deep passes. That's 16.6 yards per pass attempt. Not all deep passes are created equal, though. Most of Johnson's deep throws, 13 of them, have traveled 15 to 25 yards in the air. These are intermediate strikes, not long bombs. Johnson's also very effective on shorter routes, but a breakdown of the numbers reveals an interesting trend. He is much more effective catching passes on the right side of the field. On passes thrown to the short right this season, Johnson is 9 of 10 for 91 yards. On throws to the left side, he is just 5 of 10 for 30 yards. This is a trend that carries over from last season. One thing you don't have to worry about with Calvin Johnson is that wide receiver screen pass. The Lions have only thrown to him three times at or behind the line of scrimmage this season. Yards after the catch have not been much of a problem either, as Johnson has been stopped for no yardage or just 1 yard after the catch on 14 of his 29 receptions this year. Defenders have been doing a good job keeping Johnson in front of him and making the tackle if they can't defend the pass. But Calvin Johnson can be almost impossible to stop, but at least the Eagles know what they have to stop. They know that the Lions are going to be looking for him on the short right, and they're going to be looking for him in that 15 to 25 yard range. Limit his production on those plays, and you go a long way towards slowing down the Lions' passing attack.
McCoy, the deep man, ball at the 46. Back goes Vic again. He pumps, he fires, complete to Deshaun Jackson at the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Deshaun Jackson!
Speed kills. Speed definitely kills.
Mike, if I had to contrast these two defenses, they're very similar up front with the wide nine defensive line.
Yeah.
But in the back end, Detroit's a zone team. The Eagles are more of a man team. So I look at the holes that are in the Detroit zone right now,
right,
an area that the Eagles can exploit like they did 2 years ago.
Well, and yeah, they're a zone team, and the Eagles will take advantage of that. And, you know, one of the things this play, you're going to see how they take advantage of the zone, and not only that, the speed of Deshaun Jackson after the catch.
Okay, so what you have here, Mike, on this play is the safety is going to come up. That safety is going to roll to the middle.
Yep.
And these two corners are in cover three. So they're going to keep everything inside, And I think Deshaun, right here in the tight slot, I mean, I think he reads this perfectly, Mike, where to hook up.
Veteran quarterbacks should be able to take advantage of zone coverage. And when you find the little windows in the zone, that window's wide open. You get the ball quickly to Deshaun Jackson, and it's just Deshaun's speed and ability to run after catch.
Well, I think he runs through zones as well as any receiver in this game. And so you get in that kind of a spot here, Mike, you know, that's what he can take advantage of, that speed running through the zones. People don't lay a glove on him. You can see it right now. I mean, that hole opens up for him. He doesn't need any blockers or anything. He's just going to outrun him.
Well, that's the key. They spread out this zone defense, and then he gets a block down the field. That springs him forward a touchdown.
Mike, they also run a Tampa defense, Tampa 2, where they'll run the middle linebacker, Stephen Tulloch, down the middle. Mm-hmm. When they do that, they widen the
safeties.
And so it's three deeps in coverage, and they run a route combination here where Riley Cooper has to go outside to keep that corner wide. And then you tell me what Deshaun Jackson's got to do in order to beat that safety.
Well, here's the thing. Cooper, all he needs to do is occupy that outside guy. If it's a stop route or if it's down the field, he occupies that guy. Okay. And then Deshaun Jackson is really just working off that safety on the right side. So he'll get up the field on that safety, widen him out a little bit just to give Michael
more. Outside the numbers, then he's going to come back
just
inside.
Just to give him more room on the throwing lane down the field. And you know he's going to outrun that Tampa 2 middle linebacker trying to get down the field.
I expect this combination to hook up, and I think at least take three or four deep shots like that during the game on Sunday.
Absolutely. They can get deep on these guys. They play those safeties deep, but they don't run very well.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. Guys, let's summarize here. You know, on this show here in the Detroit Lions, Mike, I mean, obviously Calvin Johnson is going to be a huge weapon, a huge factor in this game.
That's it. It's all about Calvin Johnson. It's, where's Waldo? Where's Waldo? Wherever Calvin Johnson is, you have to know where he is, and you have to dedicate two guys at least to making sure that he's not so effective in this football game.
So, I think that the Eagles, you know, you go back and you think Mike Vick's first start for the Eagles was against Detroit 2 years ago. They had some success with some plays that I think work well against Detroit.
Yeah, I remember those days, Baldy. Big plays, 40-yard plays.
Yeah. The explosion.
The explosion plays, yes. And that's what they have to get back to. Check out that old film and see what worked for Shady McCoy in that game, as well as Deshaun Jackson. Were big plays all over the field against the Lions 2 years ago.
Because I think in large part, they're going to see the defense that the Eagles run, at least the front. You know, the wide nine front, the way the linebackers play, very familiar with what they see every day in practice. With that, we will be back here next week. The Eagles won't. They've got a bye week. Remember, the Eagles are 13-0 coming out of their bye. For Mike Quick, Ike Reese, I'm Brian Baldinger. We'll be back here next week breaking it down on Eagles Game Plan. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. We'll be right back.